Maynard Meyer for Q92, and with us in the studios today, we have local artist Doug Peterson, who is going to be putting on a show here coming up over at the K.K. Berge Gallery, an exhibition, I guess we call it, Doug, a show. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a art show that features all of my paintings, about 20 paintings I'll be showing there at the gallery. And we're going to kick the show off on Thursday evening, this coming Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 with an opening reception. And the show will run from the February 17th through March 28th. And I'll be displaying acrylic paintings and batiks. And the theme on some of those pieces of work are going to be landscape, some Norgi fjord horses, and, of course, my favorite subject is salmon or salmonoid or trout. So,
all right. Now, tell us a little bit about your painting. How did you get into that? I know you do like carving, I believe, knives and things like that. You've kind of got a variety of interests. Do you enjoy painting the most?
Yeah, painting is kind of where I started. But, you know, I started teaching high school art in Glencoe in 1970, taught there for 10 years, and then came out here to farm, and then taught in Cambie. That was 9 through 12, and then taught in the senior high in Montevideo for 2 years. And I've had a lot of one-man shows. I am currently displaying paintings in the Water Superior Gallery in Duluth. And I've had some shows with Gary Radicke, the wildlife artist from Nisswa, very well-known wildlife artist. But, yeah, I've been kind of around the painting and doing arts. I've done everything from scrimshaw, stained glass windows, painting, sculpture, ceramics. And when you teach high school art, you'd have to know several disciplines in order to make it through the year. And you kind of learn that, and I kind of apply those disciplines to some of the work that I do.
Well, I was admired to high school art teachers because I know I had art back in high school, and I'm not... My wife is artistic, but I'm not exactly, you know, I'm more a draw-the-stick man kind of guy, you know, but they still tried to encourage me, you know, and that's got to be a tough thing to do when you look at a person that don't have a lot of ability there.
Well, it's up to the art teacher to bring the ability out. Oh, and
mine must not have been a very good one.
Well, sometimes you can see potential, and then you can see where they need a lot of help.
Then again, they told me to go into speech and English, so... how'd you get into, you said salmon, one of your favorite things.
Yeah, I do a lot of fishing, and I typically do trout and salmon, but I, you know, in the spring around here, I'll go fishing for northerns in these small township creeks that flow to the river and do like Lacaparra Lake eventually, but, you know, I've done pretty well fishing in the spring, not before opener, however.
That's good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and no, I've got 8-9 pound northerns in these small creeks on a fly, and you don't have to fly fish, but you can do a spin rod or bait casting. But there's a whole potential for a lot of fun, a lot of good times, and especially if you have a friend to go fishing with. That's, you know, it kind of endears yourself to the wildlife and the outdoors, and, you know, we've got a lot of that in rural Minnesota out here, and it's a resource that should be held dear to you.
Right, and unfortunately, a lot of it seems like the number of fishing licenses and things are kind of dropping off a little bit these days, but I know a lot of the sportsmen's groups and things are trying to get kids back into it again.
Well, you got to educate kids. Right. It's just like the hunting program at Lacaparra School, and I think that includes Dawson Boyd also, and They do a pretty good job. As a matter of fact, they just had a meat raffle the other day for that fundraiser, and that was at the Rusty Duck.
Yeah, I think they do that on a regular basis.
I think
so.
And all the money goes to those kids, and it's, you know, it's about letting the kids get involved, and I think at their own pace. Because sometimes, you know, as a teacher, for many years, you can bring kids along, but they got to go at their own pace sometimes. And they develop, and it's amazing how well they do develop.
Let's talk about your shows a little bit that you do, and I know, as you say, you've done several of them. What do you enjoy the most about getting out there and doing an exhibit?
Well, I think the exhibit, number one, is the show is kind of a statement of here are my paintings and they're for public perusal. In other words, you can like them, you can dislike them, you can walk away and say, not for me, you know, too abstract. He should do more realism and all that kind of stuff. But it just kind of shows what you've been doing. And most people, and I don't care if you're doing a repair on a shop or a mechanic or whatever, most people need affirmation for what they do. And a show kind of helps that out for a person who's been doing some art for a number of years. So I've been, you know, into art from 1970 plus, and I was an art major at college. So it's been part of who I am and what I do. And you know, sometimes a show kind of brings that out and lets you make a statement or allows people to take a look at your work.
Now you talk about acrylics. Why don't you explain the difference between there's watercolor and oil and acrylics? What are acrylics exactly?
Acrylic are water-based paints, not from like oil. They take a long time to dry. The technology in oil painting has really moved on, and so also has the acrylic painting has really moved on. But I'm pretty traditional. Paint out of a tube. I use a palette knife with markers and brush work. My work is very bold, very colorful, and it's a creative expression of the moment. And you don't have to think much farther than that. You either like it or you dislike it. And frankly, if I like it, I'll frame it and put it on display.
Right. And a lot of people are kind of critical of art, but I mean, art is art.
Art's
because you don't like something, I mean, doesn't mean somebody else is going to
like
it.
No, I mean, everybody, you know, take a picture, walk down Main Street, Madison, or any small town, you take a look at the old brickwork. Those masons and craftspeople back then had to know what they were doing,
right,
aesthetically. And if you go back into the prehistoric cave paintings and drawings, there's an expression of what they hunted and about their life and
right.
all that. We're still learning from those things.
So you're kind of telling a story as you
yeah.
as you work, right?
Yep.
Well, and if somebody wants to purchase your paint, are they for sale at this?
Oh yeah, they're for
well?
Sale. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got them priced, I think, fairly moderate. This isn't, how should I say it? This is not a high-end show where you have to have a bazillion dollars to own art. I've got some priced fairly decently, I think. If people like it, then they can buy them there and take them home after the show is done.
And enjoy them.
Yes, and enjoy them. That's right.
Why don't you give us the details again? When's that coming up?
Well, the opening for my show will be this Thursday at Granite Falls Area Arts Association. And that's right on Main Street in Granite Falls by the Walking Bridge. And the reception will be Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:30. And the show will run February 17th through the 28th of March.
All right. Well, we encourage people to get over there and take a look at it and say hello to you, Doug. And appreciate you taking a little time to talk about your art and the show here on the radio with us today.
Well, thank you very much. And like to see a lot of people. And contact me if you want. That's fine.
All right. How would they get a hold of you if they're
interested? Oh, you can just 612-867-3427.
Okay, sounds good. I'm talking with Doug Peterson, local artist here on Q92. Doug, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Maynard.